In the studio with us now, Abby Goulden-Luthy returns. She's a Lewisburg parent. That's a hat that she wears very proudly in the school district. She's also the president of the Lewisburg Parent School Association. And welcome back. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Oh, sure. We got to talk to you extensively when the Lewisburg Children's Museum was getting started, and that's underway. So that'll be another topic. We're definitely going to go down there and tour and bring that up again and talk about that. And Sandra Cook is back. She's wearing a different hat, too. She's the Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority chairperson now and is the Lewisburg Parent School Association secretary. How about that?
Thank you so much for having us.
Did I get all that right?
You did. You got that right.
You had that funny look on your face like, where the heck is he going? Here. And when she was young, she did all these things. Actually, that was a trick. She's still young. So, all right. So, you have a food drive underway. I'll start with Abby. Tell us about this food drive and maybe a little bit about the Lewisburg Parent School Association. We should talk about that.
Sure. The Lewisburg Parent School Association, specifically for Kelly Elementary School and Lynntown Intermediate School, has a great collaborative initiative with the Snack Pack, called the Snack Pack Program, with Bucknell University. Office of Civic Engagement, and we are expanding our initiatives this year to address food insecurity in our district. Our elementary school students hover around 30% free and reduced lunch, and so we've identified a need, and certainly we're motivated to bring snacks to the children outside of school, also inside school, to support the teachers in their efforts to do that as well, and just feed hungry bellies, as Sandra and I like to say.
Right. Well, and it's really necessary. Food insecurity is real. Sandra, can I impose on you to define food insecurity? There may be some segment of our audience that still sort of doesn't use that phrase that's grown into the lexicon in the past couple years.
Sure. So, very specifically, food insecurity is the state of being without reliable access to a sufficient quantity of affordable and nutritious food.
Right, so it's just that simple.
Yes.
It's not the idea of starving to death or anything, but it's the fact that you may have a meal in front of you, and you may not, but you don't necessarily know where your next meal are coming from or where next week's money is tight. You got a lot of families around here on the margin. And she talked about this. Somebody may say, well, you know, Lewisburg, that's an affluent community. But you got families on the margin there, too.
Yeah, there's a wide range of means within the Lewisburg School District. It's a very, very large area covering three different municipalities, Kelly Township, East Buffalo Township, Lewisburg Borough, and actually part of Union in Winfield. And so you're talking about an incredibly large area with a very diverse background of types of families with different positions in the workforce. We have everyone from farmers, small business owners, people working at your jobs that really help grow the economy at your local Walmart, and then you also have the huge hospital and the prison system. So you have a lot of different economic background, which lends itself to a really wonderful, enriching, scholastic environment where you have people from all different walks of life, but it also definitely creates a situation where you have some children that really have great access to food and others that simply do not.
And I will say this, too, as long as I'm generalizing about Lewisburg, it's a generous town. So really, for most folks, you just have to tell them, we are raising money for X. Here's, or we're raising food or whatever it is. You just got to tell them where and when and what it is.
Yes, and to be honest, I wasn't aware of the need until I got involved with the PSA. So I'm really fortunate for this opportunity and this awakening, really. We reach around 250 students every month. We're sending them snacks home. And we hope that that number, we don't want that number to grow, but we want to reach more children who are in need. And so I think, getting back to your question, that's what this whole food drive is about. It's about gaining awareness in our community about the disparity. We have a lot of people who have a lot to give, and we want to let those people know that they can give through through the PSA program, through the Office of Civic Engagement, and specifically this week.
All right, so the Office of Civic Engagement is in the Bertrand Library, and that is one of the drop-off locations. We're going to tell you in a second what to drop off or what is being requested website for donations, but the Office of Civil Engagement is at Bertrand Library. So if you're associated with Bucknell in any way, you know right where that is, or if you're one of the eggheads around here that isn't associated with the university and goes to that library anyway. Lewisburg Community Pool, everybody knows where that is. BVRA Gymnastics, which is in the Green Space Building, and CrossFit on Lewisburg. That's David Rowe's good business up there on Lewisburg, just up from the Burger King, I guess, as you know, in the next block up there. So folks would be familiar with that, just up from Fairfield Chevrolet there. So those are the locations: BVRA Gymnastics, CrossFit, Lewisburg Community Pool, and the Office of Civic Engagement in the Bertrand Library. What are you seeking by way of donations from individuals?
So the point that we're trying to drive home here is that it's nutritious food. So we're looking for healthy snacks, not necessarily your mac and cheese and very sugary snacks. We're looking for fruit sauce, your applesauce that's in package, in pouches, single-serve oatmeal, granola bars of any kind, Clif Bars, Kind Bars, etc., snack crackers, pretzels, Honey Nut Cheerios, definitely the little cereal boxes that you can just put in a brown bag. Those are really convenient. We're going to be careful about the nuts just because of the new group of students coming in. We don't know who has food allergies, but generally we do take little packages of nuts, definitely raisins, dried cranberries, any kind of dried fruit is really great, and shelf-stable single-serve milks by Horizon, for example. Those are really great as well.
Okay, so it's a pretty specific item, but I think folks, parents anyway, who paid close attention to this, would recognize these as healthy snacks.
Yes, right? I do think so.
Not sugar-laden stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the kind of stuff that you're looking for. The single-serve milks, raisins, dried cranberries, dried mango, among another dried fruit, Honey Nut Cheerios, healthier cereals, snack crackers, pretzels, animal crackers. Well, I like those. Granola bars, Kind Bars, Clif Bars, those kind of things. Single-serve oatmeal, fruit juice squeezes, those things, and applesauce cups, preferably with no sugar added, although regardless, applesauce is pretty good for you. Okay, so healthy snacks, it might be this kind of thing that would be less available for some of these families that we're talking about. They may have less of them. They're also a little bit more expensive than some of the less expensive stuff.
Sure. I mean, there's been a ton of studies that show people who have food insecurity actually also struggle with obesity. And that's a big challenge we see in the healthcare realm and in the elementary school and intermediate schools. And that's because very heavily processed foods and foods high in sugar are actually far less expensive than your healthier, nutritious options. And so that's a big part of this food drive, is to make sure that we can get good nutrition into these children so that they can start out with healthy lifestyles from the get-go.
All right. If folks are interested in just knowing more about this, what's a go-to place for information to learn more?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Lewisburg Elementary PSA. That's where we're spreading most of the information this week about the food drive and our initiatives in general. You can also email us at kellylintownpsa@gmail.com. And just because we're having the food drive this week, I want to let everyone know that we are looking for permanent drop-off locations. And when we have those, we will promote those. And also, we will pick up. So if you have some food donations and you just can't get to one of the drop-off locations, please email kellylintownpsa@gmail.com. Let us know that you have some food to donate to the Snack Pack program, and we will come pick it up.
Okay. So Lewisburg Elementary Parent School Association is on Facebook with
that. We are on Facebook. We also have a weekly newsletter. You can look for that information on our Facebook page as well. We have a website that's having a little bit of access issues right now, so that will be up and running in about 2 weeks. But otherwise, look for us on Facebook right now.
All right. Well, fabulous. Thank you, both of you, for coming in. Abby Gould and Luther, you just heard, a Lewisburg parent and is president of the Lewisburg Parent School Association. Is it Lewisburg Elementary Parent School Association?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, fabulous. Okay. I've been dropping that elementary, but that belongs in there. Lewisburg Elementary Parent School Association, and Sandra Cook is the good secretary. So thank you so much
Thanks
for coming.
Thanks for having
us.
Everybody have a good day.